USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The El Paso sector of U.S. Customs and Border Protection now ordering an immediate medical assessment of the approximately 700 kids in its custody. Reports are the action comes after a second child from Guatemala died while under its protection. The 8-year-old was checked out of a hospital after being diagnosed as having a cold, but he died a short time later. A 7-year-old girl died while in Border Patrol custody a few weeks ago. The Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner saying of the death of this second child, the little boy.
Actually a Border Patrol agent who noticed that the child did not appear to be well on the morning of Christmas Eve and made the decision to transport the child and the father to the hospital. And it was the emergency room doctors and nurses who made the decision to discharge the young boy.
Commissioner Kevin McAleenan was speaking on CBS this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.